When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, we have a mixture of thoughts about New Year's and thoughts about Wink Martindale's series that he's calling Those Were the Days. So Rick's really messing with us. Oh, baby, it's cold outside. That's it. Now, how do you call? Oh, I see. New Year. It's cold outside everywhere but here. Actually, it's cold in Palm Springs, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it was a little chilly. You know, just a quick update. Emmett Kelly is still dead. But anyway.
Wasn't it interesting because over the weekend, the Raiders played the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they retired his jersey.
Very interesting.
And it was 50 years.
Talking about
Franco Harris. Yes. 50 years since that. He almost made it there.
Moving along, during the break, Joey, I talked to one of your in-studio pals. And
yes.
They informed me, and I forgot, the Cotton Bowl this year is USC playing the Green Wave of Tulane. Let me put it this way.
What is the Green Wave?
They've been the Green Wave forever.
I know.
But the issue is they're out of New Orleans. They're a small school. They'll bring a bunch of people. But you know what? Honestly, if I was walking around the streets of Dallas, if they paid me $100, I might stop by. But that game is a bust. A lot of these college games are all financed by TV. I don't watch half of them. I mean, there's 75 bowl games. Some of them are entertaining. You know what? Some are fun. Like you saw in Vegas. Florida played Oregon State, and they haven't won a bowl game since the Kennedy administration. And, you know, Oregon State won. You could tell they were fired up. The Rose Bowl this year is going to be Utah and Penn State, and it's going to be interesting because I think Utah's still fired up. It's a big game for them. I would not be surprised. Lincoln Riley's too good of a coach to let SC lose. But in the old days, remember, the infamous game of all time for SC was when they lost to Fresno State in the defunct Freedom Bowl back in the day in Anaheim. And that cost the coach his job. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You mentioned the Orange Bowl. That is the first of the college football playoffs. Yes. There are four teams in it. This should be good. You have the Georgia Bulldogs, and they are not playing TCU. They are going to play Ohio State. And then in the other game, you're going to have Michigan, and Michigan is going to play TCU. And let me tell you this: this is the last year of the four teams. They're expanding it. This is a good playoff. It really is. I actually think SC, of course, I would have wanted them in there instead of Ohio State, because the one thing I don't like is two of the teams lost their last game, and Ohio State got blown out by Michigan at home, whereas TCU lost in like quadruple overtime. Do not be surprised. I think you're going to see the two favorites win. But I would not be surprised to see TCU beat Michigan. I just wouldn't. They got a good kid at quarterback. They played a bunch of fun games. They're fun to watch. They don't have a defense. But every game they play in is like 50 to 40. And they're fun to watch.
Yes.
And remember, football is entertainment too. So I think in the national championship game, you will see Georgia and Michigan. And if I have to go out on a limb, I say that Michigan will win the national championship for the first time in a million years. I mean, it's been a long time. Since Bo Schembechler, I think, back in the 80s.
And Woody Hayes.
That was Ohio.
Are you trying
to cause a riot comparing Woody Hayes and Ohio State with Michigan?
They were quite a...
Well, actually, Schembechler worked for him there.
That's right.
A lot of those guys came out of small colleges. Miami of Ohio... Half of these guys came out of there, like Paul Brown, Woody Hayes. I mean, small school, but, you know, good football school. But that's really the NCAA. The playoffs there are just going to be big. Of course, the local news. Oh, we have golf starting up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Over at the American Express, which will be over in La Quinta. So if you have a chance, they have a lot of deals for tickets. Remember, these things do bring money in for charity. Every time you drive by Eisenhower Hospital, that was built off of a golf tournament.
Yes.
So remember that. So, you know, if you can go out for free, they give discount tickets. Just go out for a day or two.
Yes.
You know.
The weather's beautiful for golfers.
It's fun. It's over in La Quinta. You know.
Great restaurants.
Yeah. And they're also, this year, a big announcement. The Rival 54 tournament, which is the Saudi tournament that half of these guys had defected for money. They will be allowed to play at the Masters. Now, they were kicked out of every PGA event, basically. They should have been, but, you know. But they have signed a lot of people. Tiger Woods is very adamant against them, as is Rory McIlroy, because there's no way that tournament can actually make any money. It's really a PR exercise for the Saudi government. They're drawing, like, you could fire a cannon off at their tournament and not hurt anybody. I mean, there is no one there. And I've watched a few of them on TV. Also, I have to, you know, shift gears real quickly, too. The 3-2 victory in penalty kicks by Argentina over France. That was possibly one of the best soccer matches I've ever seen. Really well done. Lionel Messi... leaving Spain, or he plays in Germany now, rather. He's going to be playing in the MLS. All right, we'll skip that portion of it. But the MLS is not really up to snuff. But it was a fantastic game. lots and lots of viewers in the U.S., set records. Now, the World Cup will be coming to North America in 2026. They'll play some games. I know they'll be playing either at SoFi or the Rose Bowl. I would assume SoFi.
Yes.
But they'll be playing in Canada and Mexico as well. Oh, it should be exciting, and it was well done. The U.S., yeah, could have done a little better, but they're a bunch of young kids. And the big star they have is a guy named Christian Pulisic, who plays for Chelsea of the English Premier League. And this kid is good, very good, plays on a world-class team. And I also have to give a shout-out to a kid from my neck of the woods in New Jersey, the goalie, Zach Turner, who was sold for $10 million to Arsenal of FC, and he's from New Jersey, and they played very well. They really did. They didn't embarrass themselves.
Yes, that's true.
You know, they beat Iran, and they won some big games. They tied England, but Netherlands were too much for them. So, you know, hats off for them. Tennis will be starting up. They're actually selling tickets now for the BNP Paribas, but by the time you hear this in another month, they'll be in Australia. They start out New Zealand and Australia. This year, the women's tour is always wide open. Men's tour will be wide open with the retirement, of course, of Roger Federer. Rafael Nadal on the downslide. Djokovic is 36. The two guys you got to watch out for, Carlos Alcaraz, the fantastic 18-year-old out of Spain. And also you have Daniel Medvedev, who is the Russian. Fantastic players. We'll see if they can step up. And, of course, Alcaraz is only 19 this year. We'll see if he, you know, there's always injuries. Everything in sports is a crapshoot. As we're finding out in baseball, as guys are signing the most ridiculous contracts I have ever seen in baseball. The New York Mets are owned by a guy named Steve Cohen, who's worth only $18 billion, give or take a few hundred. And he is signing these guys up left and right. Justin Verlander, Carlos Correa, a bunch of players. And I don't know. We'll see if it works.
George Steinbrenner had a little of that. You can buy a team philosophy.
He also had baseball guys running it.
Yes, that's true.
And Cohen's GM is Billy Epler, based on his testimony with the Angels. I don't think you can make the same thing. In fact, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether the Mets will do this. A lot of my fans, friends in New York, are like, oh, this is wonderful, this is wonderful. We'll see if it works out. Because they're signing guys to 10, 12-year contracts who are going to be 40 by the time they have to pay them off. And just because you can do something, as moms will tell kids across America, doesn't mean you should. So we shall see how it turns out. But the interesting thing, tying that into locally, is the Dodgers signed Clayton Kershaw again. That's a good move. He would probably be the last player ever to play one whole career with one team. So we'll see if that happens, because they all leave now. Kershaw, one-year deal. I assume he retires after this.
How about hockey?
Well, we'll get to that in 1 second.
Okay,
one thing I just wanted to point out was that the Angels are for sale. The Phoenix Suns just sold for $4 billion. I would look for the Angels to sell for $5
billion now.
With a B. Depending on what they get and their whole stadium lease, which is, you know, I need 4 hours to get into that. I know they're still fighting with the city in Anaheim, so that'll have to be resolved. But I look for that to go for $5 billion. Be the highest sports franchise sold now.
Yes.
Now, moving along to hockey.
Okay.
The Firebirds opened up at home last week, had a successful opening. Acrisure Arena, and I want to give them credit. I watched their opening broadcast with Evan Pivenick, a fantastic kid from Long Island, New York. Came out of Glens Falls doing the play-by-play with Grant Fuhr. And you know what? That thing sounded major league. It was a major league broadcast. They did a great job, and I'm looking forward to it. Again, the Firebirds are out here. You can also watch them on AHLTV.com, and you can watch all their games there. But give Evan a listen. He's very good. Right now, they're near the top of the pack in their Pacific Division. Hockey gets serious in January. That's when they start playing all the time.
Yes.
Locally on the hockey scene, the Kings aren't as bad as I thought they'd be.
Oh.
The Ducks, they come out to the ice to nearer my God to thee. So I don't think my old buddy Pat Verbeek from New Jersey, Pat's not going to keep Dallas Eakins is in big trouble.
Whoops.
But his wife stars in some Nickelodeon TV series. I think he'll be okay there financially, but he's the head coach there. I don't see him going anywhere. But, you know, go out and support the Firebirds. Have fun. You know.
Yes.
Get out there. They're announcing all sorts of events, you know, coming up. I know that they're going to have Disney on Ice and so on and so forth. So I'm about running out of gas here, Joey. So
you're the best there is. What's your New Year's resolution, Steve Kelly?
Probably to watch more sports.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't see enough right now.
What do you do, line up three TVs?
No, actually, a couple of weeks ago, and I told you this real quickly, I got a call from a friend of mine who says, you have to watch this match on Tennis Channel. I said, I'm watching the college football, and I'm watching hockey, and I said, I'm going to look into the baseball playoffs. I only have two devices.
Yes.
I said, I only
and
watch
two
on,
eyes.
Only watch on my phone and on my tablet right now.
Uh-huh.
I said, I cannot bear away to go watch this tennis match, but I will at some point watch the replay. So
yes.
There you have it.
What is your legitimate New Year's resolution?
To make sure that my Wi-Fi does not work in either Desert Regional or Eisenhower Hospital again.
We love it when Steve Kelly's in the house. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.